views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we have a really informative and an in-depth look at chakras. I'm so excited because we have a wide variety of interests in our listenership, which is really awesome and fun. For today, we have a returning guest, Miss Jamie Palatola, who we're going to talk to here in a second. And she's an expert in the world of chakras. And so she's going to give us an overview of not only what our seven chakras are, but how they're an integral part of our mental, our emotional, our physical, and our spiritual wellness. So, Jamie, I am so excited to have you back on the show. We had so much fun back in August, and so I'm really looking forward to today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited to be talking about chakras today.
Absolutely. So like I said, you were with us back in August when I did the Soul Awakening series, and you know, you shared this powerful story, your story and your journey to how you got to where you are today. And I definitely encourage our listeners to check back at that episode. It was the Unlearn and Redefine episode. You can always find it on, you know, as a podcast or on rewiredliferadio.com in the archives is where you can find it. But, you know, we talked all about letting go of what you thought you were supposed to be and redefining and relearning from a place of being connected to higher self, which is why, Jamie, you were totally at the top of my list when I started, you know, projecting into what I wanted this Rewiring Your Emotions with Essential Oils, what I wanted this series to look like, and the type of information that I wanted to share with our listeners. And so, you know, you have obviously extensive knowledge of our chakras, but what I liked is that, you know, you obviously use it in your practice, but now you use essential oils as well. I don't mean like currently using, you've been using, but now I want to talk about, you know, you and what you're up to, from a standpoint of essential oils and how they help us balance our chakras. So I am just so excited that it worked out and you could join us again.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
So yeah, talk to us okay. About the seven chakras and what they are and how they help us and all the goods.
All right. Awesome. So what are chakras? Our chakras are our main energy sources. So it's our foundation. They hold the history, all of our information of our soul. So not just meaning our present lifetime right now, but also our past and our future. And it also corresponds to every aspect in our life, our health, even our business, and our different types of bodies, meaning our spirituality, our physicality, our emotional body, and also our mental body. So there is also, you know, there's tons of chakras, there's chakras within chakras, but today we're just talking about the seven main hubs of the chakras.
Gotcha.
And so,
see, I didn't even know that. I didn't know there's like sub chakras. Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I got work to do.
So I'm just going to talk a little bit about what the seven chakras are and where they're located first, and then we'll dive into later about each chakra. So at the start of the base of your spine and tailbone. It's called the root chakra, and this is represented in the color red. It's all about survival, security, safety, stability, and being grounded. It's really our physicality in our own body here, in our experience here on Earth. And then we move up to our sacral chakra, and that's located in our lower abdomen, like pelvic area. And this is represented by the color orange, and this all means about relationships, you being nurtured, even having like that creativity and fun, our sexuality. And then we move upwards to the solar plexus chakra, and this is like the one chakra that I'm like obsessed with.
It's a good one.
Because it's located at the top of your abdomen, right under your rib cage. And this is represented by the color yellow. And this is all about power, our all self-power, right? Our self-esteem, our self-confidence. This is where our soul resides, as well as emotions reside here as well. So this is a big one right here. And then we move all the way up to our heart chakra. And this is located in the middle of our chest. It's represented by the color green. And it's all about compassion, love, and joy. And it's all about relationships, not just with a significant other, but as well as like a family member or your friends or the relationship you have with yourself of giving and receiving. So then we go up to our throat chakra, and this is located in the middle of your throat neck area. And this is represented by the color blue. And this is all about expression, communication, right? We tend not to express our own opinions because of judgment. So this is where all the self expression and communication relies.
Gotcha.
And then we go up to the third eye chakra, which is located between your eyes, so right between your eyebrows, and it's represented by the color indigo. And this is all about your intuition, right? It's all about fun. It's all about fantasy, right? Your imagination. And then last but not least, we go to the crown chakra. And this is the only chakra that is not located within your body or on your body. It's actually above your head. And it's represented by the color violet. And this is all about the connection to yourself, your higher self, and the divine, right? Whatever that means to you, creator, God, the universe, whatever that person or source is, that's the connection.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm a little past the beginning of learning what the chakras are, but talk to us about how, you know, if we're over energy, under energy, in the space of being balanced or unbalanced within these chakras, like how does balancing our chakras bring us healing? I think you and I both mentioned that it's essential when it comes to our mental body, our emotions, our physical, mm-hmm. our spiritual selves. So how does all that work?
Yeah. So when we're out of alignment, right, when we are just unbalanced, and we'll get to like what are symptoms that you can see if you are imbalanced in specific areas, but when you're not aligned, the energy goes to the source of, okay, how do I balance and realign this chakra, right, or this energy source? Because all the other chakras that are in alignment, they're, you know, taking on that work that the other chakras that are in balance are supposed to be doing. So then it causes chaos, right? It causes confusion. And that actually portrays out into our physical world of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you don't like to make decisions or rash decisions. You have to have a certain amount of time, right? So these type of things, if you're not in alignment, it's going to show up, as well as the chakras correspond to your physical body location, so your organs as well. So maybe you have an ailment, or maybe your stomach is inflamed, or maybe you have an issue like with your sacral area, you know. So it corresponds to your physical body, your emotional body, right, as mm-hmm. well as your spiritual body. So when we're not in alignment, we're not flowing, we're not connected, it's not easy and effortless for us to be able to, you know, be in this world and manifest what we want to manifest and what we're praying and coming into fruition easily.
Yeah. I know when I'm off, like not connected to source, not like operating from higher self, I feel it in the solar plexus, in the sacral chakra, like right in that core.
Yeah.
So I know when my root chakra, sacral, solar, when all of that is off, like everything is off. You know, when your base isn't stable, the upper parts are off too. So that's usually where I personally start, is at the bottom and kind of work my way up. But that's just what makes sense for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suggest everybody to do that as well. Start with your base, your root, because like I said, it's all about your physical body and being here and being stable and grounded with the earth, right? That's why a lot of people are saying, like, if you want to feel grounded, go out in nature, you know, be barefoot, walk on the ground, so that you have that connection, that physical connection. Yeah. So absolutely, start with the root and go up.
And go up. Okay, my dear, we need to take a quick break here.
Yeah.
You know, when Jamie and I get back, we are going to break down each one of these chakras and go into what it looks like to be in balance and out of balance, and then how essential oils can help you come back to center. So I'm really looking forward to this, you guys. Like I said, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And when we return, Jamie Palatolo is going to continue to chat with us about balancing our chakras with essential oils. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and we are back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audra Michelle, and my guest today is the beautiful Jamie Palatolo. She's a spiritual coach and just a mentor around shifting your chakras and all things spiritual, and I am thrilled to have her with us today. She gave us an overview of the chakras in our first segment, and now we're going to dig in to each one of them. But before we get started, Jamie, will you tell us how we can stay in contact with you, how we can learn more about you?
Yeah, so you can go to my website. It's www.jamiepalatolo.com, or you can reach me on Facebook at Jamie Palatolo.
Yeah, I was going to say you're all over the place when it comes to Facebook, Instagram, but definitely hit up her website. She's really amazing at what it is she's up to. Okay, so let's get started. So the first chakra, our root chakra. So what does it look like to be in balance versus out of balance? And then what essential oils can we use to bring us back to alignment?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, I just wanted to say, like, you know, we're an energetic body, right? Everything is energy in our chakras. So the essential oils, they embody the frequencies and healing properties of the plants. So they're not only delivering certain properties to our physical bodies, but they're working on all aspects of our mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. So this is a good tool to be able to use to balance and heal, change the frequencies so that we're actually in alignment.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to this discussion because I had Amanda Porter on here a couple weeks ago, the author of the book that I'm ridiculously obsessed with, the Emotions and Essential Oils book, right? Aren't we all? Poor thing. I like totally fangirled on her, but she's very gracious. And but anyway, so being able to layer on, you know, her and I started the discussion of the frequencies within plants and how different plants have different characteristics and how that works with our body and our emotions. And so now layering on what our chakras need to be in balance and how essential oils can fill that gap. I'm like equally geeking out about what you have to say here. So I'm just going to let you say it.
Okay, so we'll start at the base, right? Our root chakra, right? It's located at the base of the tailbone, and it is represented in red, like I said. But this represents your foundation, your identity, the stability, support, and feeling grounded and safe, as well as that like fight or flight mechanism within our physical body. Mm-hmm. So any imbalance symptoms that you can become aware is if you're spacey, if you're confused, you're unclear about your purpose, of who you are, of what you want to do with your life, if you're insecure or fearful, even have any like money issues, as well as being fatigued all the time, right? So those are symptoms of being in balance within your root chakra. And then there are different essential oils that you can use. And I have three of them that I'm going to suggest. Okay. Number one is vetiver. And so what this does, it creates that connection to Mother Earth, okay, and our physical body as well, right? So that you're able to remove and dissipate the insecurity within not only your body but your mind, and you're able to be fully present in the now.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
So that is number one. Yes, I love that one too. And any type of earthy type of oils, right? Like cedar wood is really, really earthy, grounding. It's really good. If you put this, right, you can put these oils like at the base of your spine. You can also diffuse them and smell them. It'll create this atmosphere of being connected to and grounded. So,
yeah, like Amanda was talking about, like roots, right? The, the tree roots are always very, very nice for grounding. Okay, so we got vetiver.
Yes, vetiver and cedarwood.
Oh, cedarwood, you said that.
Yep. And sandalwood. I love sandalwood.
I meditate with sandalwood.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good. And the properties of it, right? They're very, it's very calming, and it acts and too. So if you're very chaotic or you're very spacey and confused, this is a really
like
good
lethargic.
Oil. Yeah,
isn't a word that's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you feel that way, sandalwood is an amazing oil to use for this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So give me like two words of unbalanced versus balanced when we're in our root chakra. I think you said well, feeling spacey and lethargic, right? And so if we're balanced, then
we feel very content. We're very sure of ourselves, right? We know what our decisions are going to be. We're not thinking about them or obsessing over them or confused.
Gotcha. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's our root chakra, our safety, our security. Beautiful. Okay, so then we move up to number two, being our sacral chakra.
Yes, and I think this is one of my favorites. I think they're all my favorites, but okay.
I know. Get me talking about one and it becomes my new favorite.
So this is located at the lower abdomen pelvic area, right? And it's represented by the color orange. This chakra is all about, yes, relationships, but also abundance, community, feelings of creativity, being nurtured, right? Being secure and safe. And so unbalanced symptoms of this, right? You're unable to create or have fun, right?
Okay.
You feel maybe you have like a lot of mood swings. Your hormones are out of balance, right? You feel the need to always have to work at everything that you do and strive and work hard and hard and hard. And you don't allow it to be easy. Right. And then as well as this is a big one is codependency, not only on others, but other energies as well versus yourself and taking that responsibility.
Okay. So then when we're in balance, it's, like you said, balanced, I'm feeling like balanced creative expression, right? Like we're in our creative expression.
Yes, absolutely. And it's easy for you to be able to create new ideas or content. Like you have a positive outlook, right? It's not like you're like, oh, this isn't going to work type of thing. You're always positive about the end goal and what's actually going to happen, and have like positivity with your partner relationships as well, and have that desire to succeed and make it easy and effortless versus having it be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. So when we're feeling off on our sacral chakra, we can reach for
what
types of oils.
Okay. My favorite oil for this is clary sage.
Mm-hmm. It is you mentioned that.
That's my go-to. Yeah. So this really supports you, right? It has that nurturing feeling. If any imbalance within your like female hormones or reproductive areas, this is a really good oil to use. Or if you're just feeling out of alignment or in a funk, like with your emotions, this is really good to use as well.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And I always put that in that, like, in the bath with me, or, you know, I always put it on every night before I go to bed. It just really realigns and balances. It's very awesome. So I have two other ones, bergamot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about your senses, right? It's encouraging the release of repressed emotions. And I know that you talked about emotions previously, but a lot of people that I work in, clients, you know, we go back to traumatic experiences within their childhood. And so they don't feel safe or nurtured and they want that. This is an amazing oil to be able to release those pent up emotions so that you're able to heal from that traumatic incidents that happen. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So we got clary sage, bergamot, and
orange.
Mm-hmm.
So this is orange is like really like fun, uplifting. It has a lot of creativity within it as well. And a really, really good thing to see is, okay, like my sacral chakra is orange. So, you know, it has that orange color to it. So become aware of, oh, I can use orange for this, right? Those type of things. So it just becomes easy thinking.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Okay. So now we've got our solar plexus, the solar chakra.
Yeah. So the solar plexus, right, is above, on the top of your abdomen, right under your rib cage, and it's represented by the color yellow. So it's all about confidence, that self-esteem, right, that I told you about, the power, the strength, your boundaries, and where your soul and emotions reside. So any type of imbalances is a huge one, is a lack of confidence, unworthiness, right, or anxiousness and nervousness. You're stressed out. You're very, very sensitive to criticism and you take everything personally, and you have a lack of focus to be able to create and complete tasks one at a time.
Keyword. Completing.
Yes.
Like, new task, squirrel,
yes.
Shiny object.
Yes, exactly. So when you feel balanced within this chakra, you have a solid foundation of confidence, right? You have this self-esteem. You're very, very flexible and accommodating, but you're not giving too much of yourself, right? You're trusting your own actions, your own decisions, and having your own ambitions instead of other people's viewpoint on you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what oils am I going to reach for when I'm just like, okay, I am totally having like low self-esteem day.
Yeah. So, black pepper is one that I use. And this is when you're feeling stagnant, right? You feel like the energy is just like sitting in your stomach and your gut and you just feel dense. This actually boosts your energy to be able to create that effortless flow within you.
Cool.
So then, I love this one. Okay. Because I'm all about energy. Mm-hmm. And juniper berry is really good. And what this actually does is, because we have our soul resides in here and our emotions, we also obtain other people's emotions as well in this actual area.
Yeah.
So what juniper
I'm
does.
I'm real good at that.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Me too. So what juniper does is actually clears out other people's energy that is intruding your own energy, your own emotions. It's not serving you for your highest good. Mm. So this is really good to cleanse that away. It's like my go-to.
Yeah. That's awesome. I don't use it in that way, but I will now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we got black pepper, we got juniper berry, and then we're going to reach for...
Okay, so I couldn't choose between peppermint.
You can give us two.
Okay, peppermint and bergamot, because it's like all those three like Well, I'd say any citrus oils, basically. Any lemon, any orange, grapefruit, those type of citrus oils, it's really good in that area as well, because it uplifts you, right? It uplifts your mood, your confidence, you're ready to go, you're motivated, and it's really good in that aspect. Now, the peppermint, because we tend to hold all of everything in our gut, right, it causes inflammation. So what it does is peppermint cools down any inflammation so that, you know, we're not in overdrive, basically, right?
Yeah.
And we're able to calm that down. So it's really good for peppermint as well.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I am just eating this up, and we are late for our break, but that's okay. We're going to take, I know, it's all right. We are talking about some good stuff. So you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Jamie and I are going to continue to talk about our chakras. We'll go through the 4th, 5th, and 6th chakras in the next segment. So you're definitely going to want to stick around for that. And again, if you want to learn more about Jamie, you can go to jamiepalatolo.com. Okay, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and of course, I have the beautiful Jamie Palatolo with us today. talking about balancing our chakras with essential oils. So we're going to get right to it because we have a lot to talk about. So we're going to cover the fourth, fifth, and sixth chakras in this segment and how it feels to be out of balance and then what it feels like to be in balance in this way and how essential oils can help us. Okay, so we're on the fourth one here, dearie, the heart chakra.
Yes. So our heart chakra is located in the middle of your chest, and it's represented by the color green. And this is all about your relationships, your personal, your friendships, your family. It's all about love, compassion, giving and receiving, and
heart
joy.
Center.
Yes, absolutely. So imbalance symptoms, right? It's also a sense of responsibility for others. And taking advantage of that, right? Always trying to help, but actually not helping yourself.
Yeah.
Feeling anxious, right? Or feeling fearful of being able to step into your own power, your own truth, right? Of what you truly want. And feeling resentment or judgment towards others. So these are the imbalance symptoms. And when you feel balanced, right, you're able to express your passion, right? You're able to take those steps in being able to live that truth that you want. You're compassionate towards others. You're happy, you're joyful, you're loving your life, and you're able to have a balance of giving and also receiving.
It feels like peacefulness when you're in balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if we're feeling that, like, you know, judgmental, fearful space, then what can we do to knock us back into balance?
Okay, so one of my favorite oils for that is Lang Lang. And what this does, it harmonizes the masculine and the feminine energies so that it can integrate the healing elements and clear your vision for acceptance, for receiving, and have that effortless flow through you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And the other one is Melissa. I love Melissa, right? It eases this heartache. A lot of people have a gate around their heart because they feel like they've been hurt so much that they don't want to open up. So what Melissa actually does is actually opens up that space to allow you to give yourself permission to be able to receive, right, without any heartache or anything like that, with love.
Amanda was talking about when it came to the characteristics of different plants and how they associate with our emotions. She was saying flower oils are, if you think about the flower bud opening, and that's pairs well with obviously the heart chakra, but opening the heart center, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
if you
can
imagine that, just like radiating beauty and hope and openness. So, but Ylang, Melissa, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say next we got the throat chakra, if you're ready to move
on. Yes. Okay. So this is a big one for everyone, especially right now. Right, your throat chakra is located in the middle of your throat in your neck area. It's represented by the color blue, and this represents your self-expression, right, your communication, the ability to be able to speak up openly, honestly, and with truth, and as well as able to listen to others when they speak. So this is a big one. Imbalance symptoms, right, is if you feel like you're stuck, right? You're in procrastination, or you feel like you have to have like perfectionism while you're doing things.
Yeah.
Unable to listen, very insecure or fearful of speaking up. You could be manipulative as well. Or as this is a big one right now, is if when you're sick, if you have a sore throat, you have strep throat, you have anything with your sinus areas, this is an imbalance of your throat chakra.
Yeah, you can just feel this. I feel like throat chakra is an easy one to notice when it's off because you just feel it, like you said, in that sore throat. And I always ask, just like, okay, What am I suppressing? What am I not saying? What does my inner voice need to get out?
Yes, exactly. So when you're balanced, you're able to express yourself clearly, right? And as well as be honest, be transparent with yourself and others. You have confidence within yourself, right? But what it actually stands for and able to speak it clearly to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from that space of it coming out like a sentence instead of a question mark. You know,
yes.
When you talk to some people and they say something, you're like, are you sure about that? So yeah, that would be a throat chakra imbalance. So, okay. Yes. So what essential oils can I use to like get me back in alignment?
Okay. No, this is a big one. All right. So basil is a really good one for your throat. Like it clears that thinking of, you feel like you're stuck or you're fearful of being able to speak up. It actually clears that thinking so that you're able to speak your truth.
Awesome.
Yeah. And cypress, this is really good because it opens up any clears any blocked channels within your throat. So you can do the same thing, right? Express the words that you want to express, but it's not, you're not just blurting it out, right? You're thinking about it in a safe way with love, right? You're saying it with love expression.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're moving up. We've got the third eye happening.
Okay. So your third eye is located in between your eyes, so your eyebrows, and is the color indigo. This represents your intuition, going deeper, seeing, like relating to your mind, intellect, your truth, fantasy, new experiences, and our emotional feelings. So any imbalances within this chakra is if you're taking too much time like imagining things versus taking action against them. Like you're saying you're going to do it, you feel it, you think it, but you don't take any action. Any doubt in yourself, in your intuition or your sense, over-intellectualizing or being judgmental. This is all imbalance symptoms.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So when I'm in balance...
Yeah. So when you're in balance, right, you have the ability to create your own reality, right? You're able to accept and be open to be adaptable and learn very, very quickly. You have common sense and you're able to have that relatability between yourself and with others. And there's no hesitation whatsoever on making decisions based on your feeling.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What oils am I going to use to help me get there?
Okay. So the oils that you're going to use are lavender, which really calms like those limited beliefs that you have within your mind. Like, oh, I'm just thinking this. It's not really true, right? If you hear something or not really you're sensing something, but you're like, oh, no, that's not true.
Yeah, lavender back really down.
Yes, lavender actually calms and removes that limited beliefs. And my favorite within this area is frankincense.
I love that.
I know. It enhances your ability to connect not only to yourself, but to the divine, right? And mm-hmm. to open up that creativeness, that fantasy, that inner child, right, that you are, that you want to play and have fun. So
yeah.
It's really amazing in that way.
Frankincense, just the oil of truth, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, well, I'm writing everything that you're saying. I'm just like, oh my God, I need that one. No, I need that one. No, I need that one. I'm just going to be like so hopped up on oils today. It'll be fun. Okay. Okay. We need to take another break. I was trying to see if I had a question for you, but so here's what we're gonna do. At the end, we're gonna like wrap it all up and kind of put a nice bow on it. I know we're kind of running through each one of them, but hang with us. We got one more and we're gonna wrap it up for you guys and kind of make sense out of all of this. Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break. You are listening to Rewired Life Radio with myself, Audrey Michelle, and my guest, Jamie Palatolo, as we discuss the seven chakras and how essential oils can help you balance said chakras. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi.
Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Jamie Palatolo here with us talking about our seven chakras. And, you know, we've gotten up to our sixth chakra being our third eye, and we're going to close it out here with talking about our crown chakra and then just kind of wrap it all up for you guys, because I know we kind of rapid-fired you with what the chakras are, but we, we might have to do more shows and just like open it up and make it so we have one full show on the root chakra, because they really are that powerful. So again, you can learn more about Jamie by going to jamiepalatolo.com, and Jamie is J-A-I-M-E Palatolo. Mm-hmm. Definitely check out her work. Okay, Missy, the seventh chakra, our crown chakra.
Yes. So our crown chakra is located at the top of your head, right? And it's represented by the color violet. And it represents your connection to spirit, your soul, the universe, the connection to the divine, whatever that means to you, creator, God, earth, your higher self, right? So also imbalance symptoms of the chakra is like that loss of identity. Right? What is your purpose? Who are you truly? The feeling of the work that you do or who you are is meaningless. excessive fear, and chronic fatigue. Mm. So others, like those balance symptoms of that, right? You feel very supported. You feel very connected, that you're not alone, right? There's other energies and people out there supporting you. You yeah. trust, right? And know that you are going to thrive within your life. Your understanding and are clear on what path you want to take, where you want to go, what your purpose is. And you're very, very energized throughout your day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open-minded comes to mind too. Just, yes. just kind of like open to receiving whatever exactly. it is that's showing up.
Yes.
Crown chakra. It's a beautiful one. Okay. Yeah. What oils am I using so I can get back to this place of like connectedness and openness?
Well, I said it for the third eye, but I also use this for the crown because it is a divine connection, right? So it's frankincense, and that does open up those channels of divine connection. It enhances, right, your spirituality, that connection of what that is, right, to you. So frankincense is a big one in here as well.
Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, frankincense, right?
Yes, 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 absolutely. And if you want to heighten any of your oils too, you put frankincense on over it so it enhances that effect.
Just yeah, I think this needs to be another show. Amanda and I were talking about this after our show a couple weeks ago about how the order of your oils, like the order you put them on, the order you put them in the diffuser and the rollerball, yada, yada, is important.
Oh, gosh,
and,
yes.
How the different personalities work together. So that's like a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't get me started. Okay. So, you know, here we are in the fourth segment where I always ask the same question, which is how you show up in your life with intention. And if we look at it through the chakras, you know, how do you each day sit with, you know, how am I feeling and how do you overlap intention with chakras?
Yeah, you're asking me.
I am asking you. Sorry. I was like, I'm overwhelmed or that's it.
We're done. No, I thought that was just like an open-ended question. Like, oh. No, absolutely. So I do. When you're in a meditative state, and that's what I work with my clients, right? Do meditative visualization. But when you're sitting in a meditative state and you're clear and you use these oils, like whatever area you're using them on, to become aware of what's imbalanced, right? We talked a little bit about, but truly look at how is your body feeling? Is your stomach hurting, right? Or if you just have like a weird sense of emotion type of thing, become aware of what's actually happening and then pair that with, right, what you're talking about, that intention, that mantra or affirmation with it, because it's really, really powerful to be able to put all of these together in harmony and align yourself with. So it's all about pairing all these tools together to be able to balance, align, and provide healing to yourself.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful way to put it, you know?
Yeah.
Just having this arsenal of tools is how I view it and how I teach it. To be able to, like you said, notice, first of all, when something is off and then reach into your bag of tricks and pull out an affirmation, mm-hmm. a meditation, an essential oil and be like, okay.
Right.
Here's what I need today to get back to center, to get back to alignment, and to be able to operate as my full self, as my best self, and move forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Always, always, always a treat to talk to you, Miss Jamie.
Oh, you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, you guys, again, check out what Jamie is doing. She's all over Facebook and Instagram, and her website is jamiepalatolo.com. You've got some, tell me this, we have just a couple minutes left, but I know you're up to some new stuff. Do you want to give us like a sneak peek?
Of like specific, like essential oils or what I'm actually doing?
What you're actually doing.
Okay. So yeah, I'm up to new things. There's two different ways of my services basically is One is like a personal healing concierge. So if you are like a team, right? So if like you have like your VA, your designer and everything like that, you have your own healer on your team.
Yeah, heck yeah, I do.
Yeah. And then I have the other aspect of like in January, it's just launching. I'm doing a pre-registration right now for mentorship for 6 months. So everything that I know about the seen and unseen worlds and bridging them together. And I teach you all of those energy work, how to do things, everything for 6 months. And that is totally brand new, and which I'm loving it right now. Those are the new things that are coming up for me, which is exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, you guys, this girl is just like a wealth of information and so connected to source on what you're up to. And so I'm just always grateful to be able to have you for an hour and share with everybody what it is you're up to and your wealth of information. So again, thank you, Jamie, for being a part of the show and for sharing such great information when it comes to our chakras. And of course, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio today. I had a wonderful time. Of course, please join us every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or on the transformationtalkradio.com network. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, we're going to talk some more about essential oils and how to intuitively select them for yourself. So my friend Britt Nemeth is going to be here with us. So have a great week, you guys, and tune in next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.